Hong Kong has the lure of Hong Kong, the bright lights of Happy Valley and Sha Tin. It's been a fair lure for Blake Shin. Good morning to you, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Loz. You're right. Blake Shin secured a six-month riding contract there in Hong Kong. Obviously, starts in August. So, be fascinated to see how Blake goes over in Hong Kong. Of course, many Australian jockeys have been very successful over there. Zach Pert's absolutely smashing it over there. But, yeah, we'll follow that with interest. That was the news out of yesterday, and we wish Blake Shin all the best over in Hong Kong.
Yeah, we all know what New South Wales is doing with their racing. They've increased their prize money and put on new races. What are Victoria doing about it?
Yeah, there's news out yesterday that sounds like they're going to increase some prize money around some spring races. Of course, this comes after earlier in the week, New South Wales, or Racing New South Wales, boosting prize money and adding several races to its own spring carnival. So I think, guys, it goes to show, doesn't it, that, you know, there's been a lot of conjecture, there's been a lot of debate about whether what Racing New South Wales is doing to the spring carnival is right or wrong. A lot of people say, you know, tradition says that Melbourne has the spring carnival and that Racing New South Wales should leave it alone. But I'm a bit in the other view. I think, well, I've never really been one for tradition, I must admit. I think in a lot of ways it's an excuse for not changing and not moving with the times. And I think, you know, it's a completely fair game and good on Racing New South Wales. And now we're seeing what it does is it creates this competition. It's good for racing. It means that Racing Victoria now have to respond and boost their own stakes down there. So we're boosting money and we're coming up with new ideas and challenging each other and building this competition. It means that it can only be good for racing, and I can't see any real negatives towards it.
Mate, competition's fantastic, and the big winners out of the competition between the two power states, of course, are all the participants involved in the racing industry. So I think it's fantastic. Fedora's been a good horse to a lot of people, mate.
Yeah, she has. Of course, this came out a day or two ago, but I just wanted to touch base and mention it here. Vedora obviously has been retired. The two-time Group 1 winner was a tremendous mare for Lloyd Kennewell, and she's going to be served by Lope de Vega. So you're right, an outstanding mare on the racetrack, and we wish her the best at stud there. So, yeah, I think the other thing, guys, just to mention with that before about the Racing New South Wales v Racing Victoria is, we don't want to go too far. We still want to preserve the big races and not have too many clashes where we can, but I think at the same time we want to build that competition like you said, TK, it's good for racing, and the participants are the big winners.
What are your best bets for tomorrow, mate?
Well, I actually found my best bet this weekend up at Eagle Farm, race 6, number 7, Prince Barwaz. I must admit I'm a bit shocked he's not favourite for the JJ Atkins. I had a good look at the race yesterday and look, I thought his win last time out at Randwick was very good. He copped two checks around the bend. He's still able to put Reloaded away quite comfortably. He steps up to the mile, which he should love. The big track suits, a good track. Kieran McAvoy, good gate. I suppose he might get cluttered up a little bit from Barrier 4. That's a little concern, but I'll trust Kieran McAvoy to get clean air there. One of the best jockeys going around. I just thought even at 4:40, I thought that was still generous, and I've marked him under $4 there. And I thought the best value at Randwick was race 8. I think I put number 12 there, but I think it's number 11, Zorkan.
Number 11, buddy.
Look, look, I just think back onto a soft track's ideal for him. He was disappointing last start, but that was a firm track. He's run prior to that. He almost beat Star of the Seas, and he actually meets Star of the Seas 6 kilos better off at the weights tomorrow. So I just thought he lands in the first few here with 53.5 kilos on his back. There's no speed in the race, and I just thought back onto a surface that he loves, he can definitely run a race at each way odds.
There's a big group of owners we just interviewed on the program, hoping you are right. Evan Saraz and all the guys involved with Prince Farwaz. Brad, they've given us the big thumbs up here regarding the late mail, so they're certainly very, very hopeful that you're a good judge as well.
Yeah, good luck to the guys. I like a lot of people watch that video on social media and have followed the story this week, and it's a great story, and I hope for them, for their sake and for my bank account's sake, that Prince Farwaz can get over the line on the weekend.
Yes, and for our Big Sports Breakfast Betting Club as well, down there at the William Farrow Hotel in Wagga Wagga, because we're on Prince Barways. Thanks, Brad.
Cheers, guys.